It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Blah, 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 blah.
Everywhere you go.
Derbingle.
Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
Jerry Bader Show 1007. Matt providing the classic Christmas cut in Jason's absence today. Bing. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. All right, I said, because I didn't want to be accused of not letting people sound off on this, Ron Johnson made his case why he voted for the budget deal, even though it contained what it contains for military pensions, benefits, and that he thinks the entire thing is going to be fixed. And he said they didn't go somewhere else because they couldn't under Harry Reid's rules. On the other hand, Republicans in the House who voted for it, and he and the other 8 Republicans who voted for it, didn't speak up about this before the vote. They obviously knew about it before the vote. If you complain about it before the vote, you really can't vote for it then. I understand all the dynamics. And I'll use the word again. I find it distasteful. I do understand his desire to avoid a shutdown. And I do think Republicans need all the lever of powers to stop this kind of thing. That doesn't mean I'm happy about this. Keith on the road. Keith, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. Like I told the screener, I retired about 2 years ago as lieutenant colonel in the Army, and you're doing the numbers that they kind of calculated. I'll be out a couple $100,000 if I live to my full lifetime. But at the same time, as much as a tough pill that is to swallow personally, it does, from a political standpoint, it's tactical wisdom just to keep the focus on Obamacare and the amount of money it's going to be taken out of my pocket anyhow. But I do think for Republicans in general and Senator Johnson, who have a lot of time for him, but they're going to have to let the military bloc that is dedicated to the GOP generally know that they're in their corner, and actually not only lip service, they need to go and beat the drum and get this fixed.
Keith, thanks a lot for the call. I don't have anything to add to that. I think that was very well said. To another Keith, this one in Nina. Keith, go ahead.
That guy's got a great name, Jerry. Yeah, my call here, just very disappointed in Senator Johnson. He is my representative. I voted for him, supported him. Have had many debates with my mother, who is a complete liberal, and I've been very proud of his stands along the way. I'm just very disappointed in him. This to me seems like another kick down the road, and we'll get him later kind of thing. And that's about all I got to say about it.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's what your previous namesake said there, Keith on the road, is that eyes on the bigger prize, and I've talked about this a lot in the last couple of weeks. It's just a lot of people don't trust Republicans to do the right thing once they get all the levers of power. And I do get that, because that has been the case in the past, which is why I keep bringing up the Wisconsin example where Scott Walker did it. But you need the right person. And Mike Hipsch is a central part of Scott Walker's team, and he was the guy taking all the heat in Wisconsin for this 6 years ago. But I understand what people are saying. I do. But if you don't win elections, you got nothing. And I understand, well, they've won elections in the past, and they continued this crap. You also didn't have the Tea Party keeping them honest. I do think things have changed. I know this. Without winning elections, you can't do anything. However, Republicans who voted for this, in my opinion, should have spoken up about this before the vote. Gary on the road. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree pretty much with these other guys, too. I really have no problem with Ron Johnson. But the problem I have is we're sending billions of dollars over to Middle East countries that hate us, and we're not taking care of the people who sacrificed with their families and everything else. Military pay ain't the highest pay in the world. And we were promised the benefits of medical and treatment after putting our 20-some years in. And, they give grants to universities for millions of dollars to study why a frog farts in the water. I mean, none of this stuff makes sense, and they need to take care of us veterans.
You know, and I think everybody agrees with that. And I found it interesting where Ron Johnson said he thinks this whole thing is going to get fixed. It's just here's just a practical question, Gary. Democrat or Republican, how the hell could they not see this blowing up in their face?
Yeah, I think the Democrats think of us as an useful evil. We're there to serve and, you know, die for our country, but they really don't care for us. And whereas the Republicans, I guess, do.
Gary, thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to argue, I think both parties sometimes have been lacking in that regard, in taking care of the people who come home from protecting this country. I think both parties have at times failed in that regard. Jeff in Wausau. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know, I'm convinced, too, that I wasn't convinced before. I thought the government shutdown was a good thing, but now I'm convinced it's probably a bad thing. I see this as sort of a chess game between a strong opponent and a lesser opponent. The lesser opponent sacrifices his bishop, and the onlookers gasp, and they say, why did he do that? And then five moves later, he captures the opponent's queen, and then everybody can see why he did it. I think that the Republicans, and this is the biggest thing I see, the biggest factor is, like, the media. Now they not only have to fight the Democrats, they have to outmaneuver the media. The media is always there ready to pound and pound and pound away at anything they can possibly pound away at. And if you remove those things, at least you give yourself some breathing room so that you can make it to the elections without this huge black cloud over you. And you know, and it's like the thing, if we don't have a Republican majority in the Senate and the House, and we don't get the presidency in 2016, this is just going to go on and on and on and on.
And Jeff, you and I agree on that, but you can also see where a lot of conservatives feel like Charlie Brown with Lucy holding the football.
They need to see the end game. We're going back to that game of chess. The guy sacrificed his bishop. At the moment, it looked like a huge mistake. No one could understand it. But later on, he got gained the advantage by taking the other guy's queen, and eventually he got checkmate. That's the thing. A game of chess takes a long time, and sometimes there's some things that are baffling to the onlooker.
Jeff, I don't mind that analogy. Thanks a lot for the call. What I would say in response is conservatives' problem is a lot of times, even though the strategy looked good, we are still the ones that end up getting checkmated. That's the way it's felt. I get that, and I understand that. But I think another shutdown would have been an absolute loser for conservatives. As distasteful as all of this is to me, I accept the fact there's not a hell of a lot they can do about it. The people to bitch to is the people with the power. Ron in Green Bay. Ron, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. It amazes me that we, the unwashed masses, can learn to live on what we get. And the Democrats and Republicans in Washington can't seem to manage that. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, sure you do. It's because it's other people's money.
Oh, right.
that's actually one of the easier mysteries of life solved, Ron. It's always easier to spend someone else's money. Thanks a lot for the call, which is, you know, the famous quote by Maggie Thatcher. That's why socialism doesn't work. Eventually, you run out of other people's money. I understand those who don't think there should be any concessions at all by Republicans. Then you have a shutdown, the media blames you for it, and as bad as Obamacare is going to be, and that's the other thing about keeping an eye, but trust me, I am not happy with the way this went down. But if you think 2013 was bad for Obamacare, wait till you get to 2014. All right, we need to move on to other things here, which we will do in 5 minutes. It's 10:16.